And good morning. We are back here on the mighty 690 KGGF. Of course, open line starting here in just a little bit. But first, in studio with us this morning from Coffeeville's Reawakening is Denise Short. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing?
Doing okay. I know we were talking off air and your allergies are just driving you crazy because the weather is just all over the place right now.
Right. So. But I love this time of year, too.
Oh, yeah. I like when it gets cold. You know, I don't mind if it gets warm or if it gets cold. I just wish you would just pick something. Yesterday was like 80s, upper 80s, and now today a high of, we've already pretty much hit the high. It's supposed to be a high of like 67 today, and I think we've already hit that, so we're on the downside slide on that.
So get your flannel shirts out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I have mine ready. I just didn't wear it today. Well, today we got a few things we're going to talk about, and we'll get it started first off with an update about the garden.
Right. I wanted to touch on the neighborhood since Peggy's not here. I can't go into depth with them, but I can give you the highlights. I know Peggy and Jobiah are working on a garden and mini park on the east side, and also in the works is a large flower garden on the south side. So they're putting the details together on those, and hopefully we'll be announcing. So next year we should have a couple more parks scattered across Coffeeville. And if anyone in your neighborhood, if you have some empty lots or something that you think would make great parks, flower gardens, vegetable gardens, community gardens, whatever, you know, reach out and let us know.
Absolutely, because I definitely can beautify the area for sure.
Yeah, one lot at a time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and then on the Porchology front, they've been working hard on those. I know it's almost complete, and they're planning the porch parties sometime around the last of October. So they'll be revealing.
Porch party! Yep. Yeah, everybody loves a good party.
Yep, revealing all those, so... that's all I have really for the neighborhoods at this point.
And so, of course, the Midland, kind of a recap of everything there at the Midland.
Movie nights are over, closed out the season last week. So I think we had a pretty good run this summer.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the things we're going. We do want to thank our sponsors again, Community State Bank, Nitrogen Fertilizer Plant out at CVR, Liebert Brothers and Isham's, and then the city. They do a lot to get, you know, block off the streets and get things, give us the permits and get ready for that. So,
and of course, the sponsors help you get the rights to actually show those movies in public, because obviously there's like a licensing fee that
there is, and it's a little bit expensive. If you have, you know, if we didn't have the sponsors, it would be tough for us to handle that. But, you know, for movies that you can sometimes see on TV, we're still paying a little bit of a premium.
But still very cool. To me, though, it's always cooler to see it outside, under the sky. There's something just far cooler about watching it there than watching it at home.
It's,
you know,
the experience.
Yeah,
it's the next best thing to a drive-in movie that we have left here.
Exactly.
So, and, you know, with this year, with COVID and everything, it gave us a chance to social distance, and you can sit where you want, so it's not like we're all crammed in inside somewhere.
Exactly.
One of the other groups that we want to thank is Coffeeville Community College. They're community involvement, where they're, the freshmen coming in had to sign up for 2 hours of community service with some organization. We had 23 to 25 volunteers help out with the Midland, either at the movie night or on our, we have cleanup days down there too, so they helped tremendously with that. So we want to thank them for their service. So it's not over yet. We've got another season coming up, so we'll put the movies behind us. Right now, we're in the middle of a raffle for a birdhouse in the shape of the Midland Theater.
Oh, very
and,
cool.
Sam Kudrick down at Visit Coffeeville asked this guy to make a birdhouse for us. So we've got it on display down at the chamber, and raffle tickets are $1 a piece, and then we're going to be drawing that October 30th. So if anybody's interested, it's a pretty cool looking birdhouse. I think Sam's vision is to get one made of the Brown Mansion, along with maybe the Conan Bank, just some iconic Coffeeville, you know, buildings,
right,
and have a whole village. So that's I think that's her vision. We want to remind everybody about Spooktacular coming up October 26th.
Yes.
So Midland will be handing out candy there, and maybe have some characters show up. So always a surprise.
It'll be a lot of fun. Spooktacular is always a lot of fun. So,
you know, especially when you're dealing with theater people, like the people that are on our board, you never know what they're going to get.
Yeah, if they're going to dress up and appear as somebody. So,
exactly. And then the last thing that we have this week for the Midland, we had a couple board members put together a quarterly newsletter. It's the first one that we've done, so we have been sending that out to donors. So if you'd like to get on that email list, go out to our Facebook page and sign up. But we want to keep people informed on what we're doing, what's going on. Just keep it in front of people. A newsletter should keep you involved.
There we go.
Yep.
All right. Also, you guys are still working on the the design has actually been submitted and approved for the Union Pacific Park.
Well, we did get it submitted. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been approved yet, so we're waiting on
approval from
UP. We've designed an arch. Well, we've designed 3 or 4 arch renditions. So we submitted to them to see, if they like one, if we're off base, they can send us down a different direction. Mm-hmm. Or whatever they want to do. So we're waiting to get that approval. Once we do, then we'll start moving on the 8th and Elm Pocket Park. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely. And you guys are still in the planning stages of Christmas on the Plaza, which definitely I'm excited about hearing about. Of course, that's going to also be with a conjunction with the candlelight tours over at the Brown Mansion. It's going to kind of work, both of y'all work together on that a little bit.
Right. There's several groups working with this. We've got Visit Coffeeville, the Chamber, the city, Coffeeville's Reawakening, along with the Historical Society, Darla Thornburg. So there's about 6 to 8 of us that have, we're starting full force now on this planning. We've got the vendor sheet ready to go out so we can start soliciting vendors for the pop-up stores. So, if you have a crafts or something that you want to sell during these, I think there'll be 9 nights open. Mm-hmm. For the pop-up vendors. Candlelight tours, there'll be 7 nights of those. But we're really excited because we're just about done completing the online sales for the candlelight tours. That's going to help us social distance this year. Mm-hmm. Where we can sell by the hour, like on Saturday, if you want to go from 5:30 to 6:30, we'll sell so many tickets for that time slot, and once they're sold out, then we stop.
Right.
That doesn't mean that there won't be tickets available at the door if we don't sell our slots, but that will help us keep social distance. We can clean or, have everybody leave the mansion as soon as their tour time is up, clean down the banisters and anything that we need to do, and then bring the next group in.
Right.
So to make it as safe as possible.
And also, about how many people to expect as well.
Exactly. It'll help eliminate all the parking problems we've had up there, trying to get into the mansion. You should be able to park closer. And if you get there early or you're not ready to go home yet, come downtown, because there'll be something going on the plaza, Santa there or a choir, and then plenty of these vendors to shop.
And the bigger, better Christmas tree as well.
Exactly. 22 feet this year.
Oh, wow.
So and it has come, that extension has come in, so the city's got it, and then they'll be putting it up. And we plan to have the lighting the night of the Christmas parade.
Very cool. And when is the Christmas parade again?
December 4th.
There we go. So that will be on a Friday. So you'll be able to get down there and watch them light it up during the parade. So it's going to be a lot of fun that night as well.
Yeah, just a lot of things going on. I mean, this is the holiday season, with Spooktacular and Thanksgiving, and then going right into Christmas. So.
Yeah, I mean, basically it started in October 1st is when the holiday season started pretty much. I know that's still far away from Halloween, but let's be honest, October, it starts feeling like fall. So,
Exactly. And then one other thing, I don't have the numbers for Coffeeville Together, but I want to remind everybody with this season coming up, go out to coffeevilletogether.com. There's 31 businesses registered there. So look and see if there's any place you're going to go shop in the next few days. Get your gift certificate through Coffeeville Together, and then go shop, because that will be matched into the community. Hopefully, we'll have Janie here in a couple weeks, when it to give us a wrap up of everything that they've done and the grants that they have issued with that. So
yeah, and plus it's also helping local businesses as well. So
exactly,
shop
yep.
local. And I talked to the city manager Mark Hall a few days ago, and I don't know if you heard, they expected maybe like a 15% drop off in sales tax, but come to find out that from last year to this year, I mean, at the same time, sales were actually up 11% locally. So that is actually that's great. That means that people are getting out and supporting local businesses.
Absolutely. I mean, who wants to fight the mall? I never enjoyed that at all. But, you know, especially this time, that's why we think maybe the pop-up stores downtown with the vendors, it's going to give people several places to go, mm-hmm. not just go see what one vendor has. But hopefully we can get those sales tax dollars
absolutely.
Up a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it's everybody's doing a great job and making sure we're shopping local. Well, if anybody has any more questions, obviously they can go to ilovecoffeeville.com because it's the one-stop shop. But if there's any other way somebody would like to contact you guys, how can they do that?
You know, Facebook, either Coffeeville's Reawakening, Midland Theater. We all have our Facebook pages. Coffeeville's Reawakening headquarters is normally open. I try to get there by 10 on most mornings, usually around 9, but there in the mornings and leave for lunch and then afternoon hours, some Monday through Friday.
All right. So
stop in.
So stop on in. And if you have anything you'd like to talk about with Denise, she will definitely get that for you. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you, sir.
See you again next Thursday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGJF. Here's Chronicles of the Old West with Dakota Lift Say right here on the Mighty 690.